Keystone Crossroads has been reporting on the various ways urban waterfronts and the use of rivers themselves are changing in Pennsylvania cities. Public river access and recreation are becoming more important, but though the number of mills and factories and barges on the rivers has decreased, industry still thrives on the water. It's evolving and actually, in some cities, growing again. Keystone Crossroads' Irina Zhorov reports.
A riverkeeper named Rob Walters recently took me out on the Monongahela River, about 20 miles away from downtown Pittsburgh. His first mate, a Portuguese water dog named Rio, after the river, squealed with excitement. Directly across the boat ramp is a staging area for barges.
We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, probably about 30 barges full of coal.
As he started downriver, he navigated the barges on the move.
Usually the general rule of thumb is biggest boat wins, so the barges really are the rulers of the river.
Before too long,
there's that smell.
U.S. Steel's Clairton Coke Works came into view. U.S. Steel says it's the largest coke works in the country.
When we round this bend and you go down to the Clairton Works, it's still my jaw drops every time.
A belt with buckets on it unloaded coal from a barge, carrying it up to a conveyor belt. The majority of what moves on Pittsburgh's rivers is coal. In 2012, almost 26 million tons of it passed through the port. Here's Pennsylvania's Deputy Secretary for Multimodal Transportation, Toby Favre.
Pittsburgh has traditionally been a coal port. It's been dropping in terms of volume over time.
But it's not like port operators are looking for new kayak rental tenants. They're working on a strategic plan to replace the tons of coal with other products. So far, the port has seen increased Marcellus shale-related cargoes like drilling materials and natural gas byproducts. The Coast Guard is considering allowing the movement of fracking waste by barge. The ports are exploring other markets, too. If none of that works, coal's demise could hurt the port of Pittsburgh. But Favre says Philadelphia and Erie are a different story.
Cargo growth is up. Freight growth is up.
The Erie port handles gravel, stone, road salt, sand, and things like locomotives. The port facility sits side by side with other amenities. It's the state's most visual marriage of industrial and recreational opportunities on the water.
They have built a convention center on the bayfront, put in a lot of recreational boat slips, fishing piers, and there's restaurants along the bayfront. It's a great tourist and recreational area, and right beside all of that is a American shipbuilder and the ability to bring in and offload cargo.
In Philadelphia, the ports are a bit more hidden from the main water recreation spots. The ports have seen double-digit tonnage growth for the past 5 years. The region has become a net exporter of energy and is looking to grow. The Philadelphia Regional Port Authority is already looking for new customers.
Revolutionary change is underway at the Port of Philadelphia. With a deeper river channel, new facilities, and additional services, the Port of Philadelphia is expanding and improving.
The planned Southport facility, which will likely focus on containers, is expected to support thousands of new jobs. If the region continues to be an energy hub, there's hope manufacturing firms will establish routes here too. So while all three cities are sprucing up their waterfronts for people to enjoy, they are at the same time working to grow industry on their rivers. There's also a federal program trying to move more freight from congested roads and railroads to the water, something Pennsylvania, with its rail and road connections and proximity to major markets, is well positioned to do. Dennis Rockford, president of the Maritime Exchange for the Delaware River and Bay, says he doesn't see a conflict between the traditional industrial river uses and newer people-focused development.
I think when people are out on the water in sort of a recreational sense, whether it's landside or on the water itself, seeing that commercial shipping activity, the large cargo ships, the container ships, the tugs, the barges, is a part of the ambiance and the attraction of being on a river.
So while Philadelphia moves forward with its new waterfront plans, its old waterfront is far from gone. Irina Zhorov, Keystone Crossroads.